This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Yeah, so I mentioned that the mayor of New York City might run for president. He had a huge turnout. Seven people turned out for him. Seven. He's the mayor of New York City. Seven people turned out in Pahrump, Nevada. I thought this was a fake story. I thought this was The Onion at first, but it's really not The Onion. We have a... This is a New York One news report of Mayor Bill de Blasio of New York and his huge, huge, huge visit to Pahrump, Nevada.
You can bail on this whenever you get bored, by the way.
Okay.
Pahrump, Nevada.
Pahrump!
It's a little over an hour away from the glitz and glamour of the Las Vegas Strip, a small town that draws alien-obsessed tourists who want to see the site where Martians landed in the film Mars Attacks.
How are you?
On Sunday, it was a big draw for the mayor of New York City.
It's important, I think, for Democrats to show that we're focused on every kind of area, urban areas, rural areas, suburban areas.
Area 51.
And these Democrats here are doing extraordinary work against the odds. And I feel really, really appreciative of what they're doing.
Pahrump is a deeply conservative...
I feel appreciative to all seven of them.
There are some Democrats here, and the mayor ate breakfast with seven local party leaders.
Seven.
We rarely get a politician or anyone important to come out.
But when it comes to de Blasio's presidential ambitions, my county...
A table for seven, please.
Saunders says she's not sure she wants him to run because the field is so crowded.
My personal opinion is...
Wait, stop for a second. How is that when you walk into a restaurant? Hi, we need a table for seven. Six? Eight? No, seven. Seven. It says, so, and the mayor. So eight. And his NYPD security details. So that brings us up to 12. So we're at a dozen. It's a dozen people coming to your diner.
You can go to a Lowe's in your hometown,
right,
on a Sunday, not announcing that you're going to be there, and more than seven people will come up to you and having recognized you.
Yeah, it's true. If they just announced it on the PA that I was in the store, anybody wants to come by and say hi, I'll be in the outdoor section. Seven people.
Oh God.
He's such a pompous jerk. He goes, it's so important to hear the needs of all of these people. Dude, seven people. How much money did this trip cost you to talk to seven people? I wouldn't wait in line if there were seven people ahead of me.
It's true. It's
to go to one of those diners in Pahrump, Nevada. Pahrump. Is this still going on, this New York One report?
It's 2 minutes and 30 seconds. So
all
whatever.
Right, keep going.
Because the field is so crowded.
My personal opinion is a toss-up. You know, from what I understand of him, yes. But right now, there's too many out there.
The mayor's trip to Nevada is the latest in a series of visits he's made to key states in the presidential nominating contest. He is laying the groundwork for a White House run, but he has not announced his candidacy just yet.
We have to make big changes in this country for the good of New York City and for the good of the whole country. And this is one of the most important states in terms of changing this country.
Seven.
As he raises money for the Political Action Committee that is paying for these visits, the mayor's fundraising practices are coming under fire. A de Blasio donor helped orchestrate a lucrative real estate deal with City Hall. And a construction company that wants to do more business in New York recently threw him a fundraiser.
We are making all of our decisions based on the merits, and it's interesting, after 5 years of all the scrutiny that comes with being mayor of New York City, no one's ever shown anything to the contrary. There's been lots of noise, but I think it's really clear in the end. We make decisions based on the values that I brought before the voters twice.
Many New Yorkers are wondering what their mayor is doing, spending any time at all in a place like this, so far away from the challenges facing New Yorkers back home. The city is dealing with an affordable housing crisis, a crumbling subway system, and record levels of homelessness. In Pahrump, Nevada,
Pahrump.
Rao, New York One.
So he's doing a bang-up job back home, obviously. Subway sucks, the homeless are everywhere, buildings are falling down. What the hell is he doing in Pahrump, Nevada? And that's, you're paying for that guy to go to Pahrump, Nevada. It's just a coincidence that firms that get all kinds of city work write him big checks. It's a, you know what I mean? It's one of those, it's a coincidence.
Nothing to see here.
There's nothing to see here. You move on. And I'm going to win Americans one at a time. I'm up to seven in Nevada. I've got four in Oklahoma. So there'll be dozens of us by the time I announce. Dozens.
Oh, boy.
Seven people. The mayor of New York City. Just pointing that out there. New Yorkers are wondering, because the city is literally on fire, why he's doing it. Where the hell's Pahrump, Nevada? Nobody's ever heard of this place. Literally, the aliens picked it in Area 51 because they nobody would ever find us there. So that's where, wait a second, that's from Mars Attacks?
Yes. That's where the aliens landed in Mars Attacks.
That's amazing to me. Let's see. Alan is in Percocet. Yes, Alan, go ahead.
Hey, Rich, I realize de Blasio wants the illegal alien vote, but as close to Area 51 as you are, where are those aliens supposed to be from?
It's a great point. Is he giving sanctuary to them if they come from, you know, like Mars, for example? Okay, John, Alan, thank you. I think the radio waves have... Johnny's in Somerville. Johnny, go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Chris. I'm worried about...
Sure, call me anything you want. Doesn't matter.
I called you Rich.
Okay.
Yeah, Rich, I'm worried about Trump in the next election because I believe a lot of people are going to come out who didn't come out before, and they're going to try
I tell you, with that enthusiasm they just showed de Blasio, I'd be very worried, too.
Okay, right. And I'm worried about Bernie Sanders because I think people are underestimating him, and I'm worried that Trump mainly is not aggressive enough on health care. I feel like there's swing voters that you need to get every voter you can get. He's doing a great job on almost every issue to bring the voters out and the promises he's made. But on health care, if he would, I hate to say this, but if he would just sell out a little bit to the center or center even left and take that issue away from them completely, it probably won't pass anyway, without a doubt, because I don't think they'll give him any victory anyway, the Democrats. But it would be a good way to go and show the same kind of enthusiasm he shows for handling the border and doing other things like the tax cut. He's got to get to those middle class workers and show them he's at least making a sincere effort to get to figure out how to fix health care in some manner. I mean, George Bush Jr., he got elected. I believe one of the reasons was he did more for health care than people expect him to do. He moderated with that Medicare.
Most likely the Democrats are going to vote for somebody, or they're going to nominate somebody who supports Medicare for All, which is going to scare the bejesus out of people because they're going to think they're going to lose their health care. I'm not so sure I agree with you. It's very early in the process, Johnny, but thank you for the phone call. Appreciate
it.
855-839-1210. But with that kind of an enthusiastic turnout for de Blasio, if I were the president, I wouldn't be able to sleep at night. I'd be very, very concerned. Actually, it was supposed to be 8, but one guy had a flat tire. 9. Another person, his Uber didn't come to pick him up.
Sad.
Very, very sad. They were almost at 10. They were really, really close. It was so close. Damn. What a bummer. 855-839-1210. Let's go to Mark in Delran. What's up, Mark?
Hey, Rich, I was wondering if you could explain to me, President Trump is the commander-in-chief, and can you explain to me why his administration seems like it's always on the defensive and isn't ever actively going after people that are misusing office for misfeasance, nonfeasance, or creating false evidence? How come we don't hear about any prosecutions or investigations pending? Because it's, you know, everything that's been presented sounds like it's just been an illegal act against the president and his administration.
It's a great question. Yeah, it's a great question. Let me address it for you after the news, okay? Because it's a little complicated, but I will get to it. Mark, thank you. It's a great point.
Riccioli 3-6, Talk Radio 1210, WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!